The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us in.
This is Art from Philly, subbing in for John. He asked me to help him out because he's still under the weather. The call-in number that will be taken throughout the show is 800-313-9443. And if you can help out RBN with a donation, they surely could appreciate whatever you can do for them. So there's quite a few things going on today. Let's talk from the top. Recently, Putin said to his defenses, get ready for war. And I think that's basically over what we just heard from the prior show, that the buildup there in Ukraine, and also our buildup with NATO in the surrounding countries, like Poland and some of the other ones around there. So that's going to be one issue if you want to call in and talk about. The other one is, let's talk about, as an example, is immigration. So we see that the 9th District Court has won this round so far, to allow the immigration to continue. And they're saying this is great. They're going to bring in another 60,000, their so-called Muslims. A lot of them are also from India and the Indian job shops. And they're going to replace 60,000 U.S. jobs with foreign labor. What a great victory for the American Immigration Lawyers Association and for the likes of the companies like Microsoft, Facebook, Oracle, Amazon, on down the line. These companies are un-American, and one way we can really make a difference is don't buy their products. Bypass them any way you can. If you do have to buy the products, instead of buying 100 units of the product, buy 1 to 5. Reduce the sales volume. There's some other parts where they're talking about another interesting issue I saw there was Bruce Springsteen, who's over on in his E Street Band, being on tour in Australia. And he says that he's embarrassed to be an American thanks to Donald Trump. Well, perhaps maybe if he likes Australia so much, they could take him. Also remember, Bruce is one of the guys who was got into the ring with North Carolina there to support gay bathrooms with no restrictions or checks and balances against pedophiles, let alone asking the female community if they want these people in the bathrooms with them without any say or control over what's going on. Let's see some other subjects. On the stock market, looks like things are going up still. In the past couple days, they've been up a couple hundred points per day. So looks like in that respect, with respect to trade, that Trump is doing some good for this country. Other points brought out were, look at who Donald Trump is hiring in his administration. It looks like if you're the one percenter, if you're part of if you're a billionaire, or in that category, it's very easy to get into his cabinet. For the rest of us, that's a different story. So that's another thing I think we need to talk about with respect to who he's bringing in there and what will happen. Now, one example is Betty DeVos, Miss Amway, and what they're doing with the U.S. Department of Education. In one way, I'm hearing reports that they'll dismantle it. Good news. We don't need it. Schools should be run by the local community with state-level educational standards. So that's another issue I see that we need to talk about. So throughout the show, if you want to call in and talk about these issues, I'll certainly we can talk about it. I'd ask to limit your talk time to 5 to 10 minutes so that we can allow other people to come in and call in the show. All right, let's start down with the subject with Mr. Putin. Putin is actually seeing the war, the skirmishes, I would say it's not a full-blown war, going on in eastern Ukraine in the Donbas section. And that the Ukrainians from Kiev started shelling, the apartment complexes and reigniting that conflict. We also see the major troop buildups and through NATO, and also on the borders of the Ukraine, like around Poland, and also I think it's Romania, without looking it up, how it's been reported on LiveLeak and all that. So some people don't think that's a major concern. I think it's, to me, if that goes out of control, that could basically put the entire world at risk for a major conflict, which, if it continues to evolve, we could be seeing another Cuban Missile Crisis coming up right before us. So that's a very interesting issue that concerns the entire world. One way we'll know it, if it does go in that direction, before we know it, the guys in the financial markets know it before we do. So if you start seeing a major downturn in the stock market, that would be an indicator things are going south. Now, with respect to some of the other points that we want to talk about tonight, I'm open to people bringing up some other subjects. Let's talk, for instance, give you my insight into the immigration issues and how this immigration came out of control. Obviously, it happened back in 1965 with when they opened up immigration. But another part of it came about in the late 80s. From the mid-80s all the way up to the early 90s. And what it was is the high-tech companies were consolidating. And they were consolidating in such a way that by using cheap foreign labor, they could corner the markets, which they've done quite well at this point. But it would be at the expense of destroying American small business in that process in the high-technology arena. So one of the first things, I also just let you know, I wrote a website called No Place for Corruption. There's a free web PDF file you can download there to bring up some of these details. So with respect to this, I'll start bringing it back from where it came about. Now, a major part of what they're doing was due to the 1982 Tax Reform Act, where they put a clause in there to allow mergers and acquisitions. And with that, we saw one of the first fallouts we saw was from 82 to 89, when Bush Sr. basically turned it off. They were allowing mergers and acquisitions to occur by using junk bond financing. What would that mean? What it would mean is people like convicted felon Michael Milliken would be able to set up financing for a buyout of a company, and the equity for the buyout was the pension funds, that basically people were not fully, we're not fully basically into the benefit plans. And what they could do is then for the people working, say 10 years, 15 years, is say, if we take over the company, we'll basically downsize the company, we'll take their pension money and use that as a collateral to pay off the debt that we acquired for the financing the merger. Let's give you an example of how that works. You all might remember a company called Business Week, run by Hal McGraw, now taken over by Michael Bloomberg. Now it's called Bloomberg Business Week. In there, even to recent times, the last page of the magazine, they would basically speak of proverbs of business, and one of their major sponsors there of the ideas was none other than Jack Welch, former chairman of the board, CEO of General Electric. Now, if you look at the history of General Electric, what happened is Thomas Edison owned the company. he was in competition with Tesla over the building of power generators at Niagara Falls versus, you know, alternating current versus direct current. Well, he lost, and Tesla won the contracts. As a result of that, he was in financial distress, and J.P. Morgan took over his company. And General Electric, up to this point, is still owned by the Rothschilds through J.P. Morgan, which is their primary arm of the Morgan Rothschild interest in the United States. Now, getting back to this merger as an example. So what happened is in the first quarter of 1987, I was working on Wall Street, and I see these guys sitting next to me at lunch, and they're stalking each other, and they say this: "I can't believe where that money came from." "What do you mean?" "The money for the merger came from Switzerland." "Yes, but right before that, it was wired up from Medellin." "And you say, you mean the Colombian cartel?" Yeah, the Colombian cartel, Pablo Escobar." And they said, "All right, we'll see you back there at the office of Kidder Peabody." Okay? 4 hours later, you hear on the financial news, Jack Welch basically buys out RCA. And the way he did it was he used Kidder Peabody Association for the merger. A couple weeks later, also written up in Business Week, was very quite interesting about that, owned by Bloomberg at this point. Probably won't hear these kinds of title information in it when he owns it. And they announced that Jack Welch was setting up the guy, the deal maker inside Kidder Peabody, who created the financing for the merger, to become the executive manager for the new company he's creating out of Kidder Peabody. He was buying out Kidder Peabody also in the process, and calling it GE Capital. At the same time, he gave golden parachutes to all the other executives to keep their mouths shut about what was going on. All right? Now, in the past, I wrote a letter about immigration, H-1B immigration. And obviously, there's H-2B, there's L-1, L-2, L-3, and on down the line, they got so many loopholes in immigration, ways to bring in immigration labor, it makes your head spin. Now, in a letter to John McCain about immigration of high-tech labor, claiming that there was a severe shortage of high-tech labor, he says the reason that Congress is doing that, the U.S. Senate, is we reviewed a report called the Hudson Institute report called Workforce 2000. And you can see it. I have it on theplaceforcorruption.com. It's one of the links there. So you look at who the two executives in charge of the Hudson Institute report, Workforce 2000, and two names come up. One is Jack Welch of none other than General Electric, and Raymond Gilmartin of Merck Sharp & Dohme. So this was another, this is all happening in the 80s. Now, in addition to that, I also wrote a letter to Congressman Dick Schultz. He was a congressman in southeastern Pennsylvania. And one of the things I knew about what was happening there was there was also what they called the 1986 Tax Reform Act, Section 1706, okay? And it was sponsored by, I think it was 12 major companies. There might have been a couple more. One of them was Computer Horizons. And it was basically Senator Lautenberg's uncle who owned Computer Horizons. And I also talked to Senator Arlen Specter, who says, "Oh, yeah, I sponsored that tax bill to support Greyhound Bus Management. It's called Consultants Designer Incorporated, CDI, which then was bought out by Management Recruiters International and also was part of the ownership, also was involved with Greyhound Bus. Now, talk to other professionals in the high-tech industry at the time was going on. And they were telling me before this tax law came about, this guy named Frankie Vingiano out of New York City, 600 Broadway. This is between 84 and 87, was going around to all the high technology companies to say, you better support this bill and you better not hire any more small business independent computer consultant professionals. And what happened is right afterwards, I met in New York. This is at on Vesey Street. Happened to talk to some an IT company about some consulting positions up there in the financial market. Her name was Karen Ross of Sharp Decisions. This is in early February of 87 after the tax bill comes into effect. And she basically, in front of me, in less than 8 minutes, her and her partner smoked a pack of cigarettes. And I mean, they were shaking like a leaf. And I says, what's wrong? Frankie Vingiano was here half an hour ago saying we'll be in the East River if we deal with any more independents like you. All right, getting back to reported disinformation to Congressman Dick Schultz, okay? And what happened is his assistant, Graham Hartwell, calls me back up. He says, thank you. We knew the mafia sponsored Section 1706 of the tax law. The reason I'm talking about this is the roots of why we got this out-of-control immigration that happened more recently since 1965. One of the companies involved with it, one of the 12 companies, was Capgemini, which we also know was the company that Obama gave the contracts for healthcare.gov that turned out to be an absolute mess, and then they gave it to Accenture, another crooked company. And this company, EDP Temps, MicroTemps, TechAid, TAD, as they're called, they're all one company. They were, talked to the people down in D.C., and first of all, they had some ads in 87 after this tax law was passed. And they were advertising the New York Times, consultants coming out of the cold. And the way the tax code was written was it was basically forcing any independent IT professionals to become, rather than doing subcontracts, they were forced to basically become employees of the companies they're working for. And they were saying it's because of tax compliance. It had nothing to do with tax compliance. The IT professionals are very diligent as a group in paying their taxes. So in talking to this lady at MicroTemps, which is part of EDP Temps, Tammy Wilson, she says to me, oh, I heard you guys are run by the rackets. It's only New York City, EDP Temps, that's run by the rackets. We're not mobbed down here. That was sweet of them. Now, also, let's look at some more that happened here with this high-tech immigration. Let's look at the fundraiser for Newt Gingrich. He went to a Silicon Valley fundraiser in 1989. And who did he talk to? Who was there? There was Cisco, Jeff Chambers. There was Bill Gates, Microsoft. There was Scott McNeely of Sun Microsystems, now part of Google. There was Larry Ellison of Oracle. You know, the same Larry Ellison who owns all the, who basically bought himself a nice island in Hawaii, has about 30 multi-million dollar houses throughout the planet. And realized at that time that Newt Gingrich was going after Bill Clinton for Monica Lewinsky. And Larry Ellison says, Newt, we know you got a lady on the side, just like Monica Lewinsky and Bill Clinton. Give us unlimited H-1B visa immigration, and you know, basically everything will be okay. Now, the unfortunate thing was Newt Gingrich was the last tripwire for opening the floodgates for immigration. So this opened up the immigration to come about that we see now. And we'll continue this on the other side of the break. When I get there, I'm learning to fly around the clouds. What goes up must come down. Extendivite.
A seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi folks, welcome back to RBN. This is the John Stettmiller Show. This is Art from Philly subbing in for John. He's still under the weather. He asked me to help him out today. Call number is 800-313-9443. And continuing the story we're talking about with how this whole immigration situation we have right now is current. I can provide some insight on how the legal immigration came about, and I think a consequence of the legal immigration is the fact that they opened up immigration in total, and that's a major reason why we saw the illegal immigration, because there was no enforcement going on either in legal or illegal immigration. All right, so I was talking about Larry Ellison, basically blackmailing Newt Gingrich to bring in H-1B visa immigration. And he's done quite well for himself. You know, he's a multi-billionaire by putting millions of Americans out of work in high technology. And even right now, the Ninth Court of Appeal of the U.S. District Court has basically ruled in favor of bringing in another 60,000 immigrants here to put Americans out of work, okay? I do support what Trump says. It's called Buy American and Hire American. And the likes of these companies doesn't want to hire American, why buy from them? We have more power and control over this situation than you can imagine. And we need to start taking that back. You can control a lot more of this with your wallet than you ever could imagine. And there's a simple reason for that, is roughly two-thirds of the entire U.S. economy is commercial. It's not government. And with that two-thirds of the economy that we control through our wallets, we can make a big difference and put a big dent in what's going on out there, especially with immigration. I'm just economic for them to continue to do business the way they're doing. I would also suggest some simple ways we can do it with government policy. Just change the cost of doing business. You want to bring in immigration labor, legal or illegal, if you have them work for you, you're going to pay $100,000 per year for each year they work for you to Uncle Sam, or he's going to have to basically forfeit your assets, including your home. Okay? If you want to basically take manufacturing out of this country, which he is talking about, just simply put a tariff on it. Hey, 50% tariff. You used to manufacture here, now you take it out of the country, you bring your products over here, we'll tax you 50% more. Import tariff. And we can use that money for quite a few things. Obviously, one is pay off part of the debt. Two is to basically give tax credits for American businesses that export products out of this country and have a trade surplus with what they're doing. Three is we can use the money that the companies pay, $100,000 a year, to basically educate the American labor force so we become more competitive. So these people talking about education and school debt, why does nobody talk about these corporations that you're trying to work for have a bias against hiring U.S. labor? Even at the same price, you won't even get the consideration because of their games they're playing. And if you look at noplaceforcorruption.com that I set up, you'll be able to see who actually is running these companies and who owns them. And you can see the pattern here. So getting back some more on this information here with respect to how this immigration policy came about. I talked about how Newt Gingrich was compromised. Then what happens is you get companies like DuPont, okay? And this is back in the recessions we had in the early 90s. And what happened is DuPont says, we're going to get rid of all our IT labor, over 10,000 people, and we're going to set up a prime contract and give it to Accenture, okay? You know, the Accenture that back in the Enron scandal was part of Arthur Andersen Consulting. It was Arthur Andersen Consulting. Arthur Andersen Accounting was a part of the company was put out of business. Now, also remember that Accenture, Arthur Andersen Consulting, and also the accounting, their executive management, was involved with the biggest scandal 10 years prior to the Enron scandal. And what was that? That was a scandal of waste management systems. You know, the Chicago-controlled business that was pointed out by the San Diego District Attorney of being very unethical. All right. So it looks like we're coming up on a break. I'll be on the other side. Where you will learn that packaging is all that heaven is. Got the little black car, the little black dress. We got the guru and the trailer and the full-course dress. We got the software, hard drive, CD-ROM. We got the exploitation.com. We got the pages.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic and extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey folks, welcome back to RBN. This is a John Stadtmiller show. This is Art from Philly subbing in for John. He's under the weather tonight. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. And also, if you can help out RBN, they can certainly use your contributions. Whatever you can do is appreciated. All right, I'm going to bring up another issue related to this immigration viewpoint. I'm reading an article called Out of Control Immigration. Actually, it used to be called Politics of Out of Control Immigration. It's from Foreign Affairs, and it's their September-October 2000 issue. So this goes back to 2000. All right. The immigration debate in America has recently switched direction by 175 degrees in only 5 years. So we're talking from 95 to 2000. And that's when you started seeing the Mexican border open wide open. Okay. Only 5 years ago, the U.S. Commission on Immigration Reform, the so-called Jordan Commission, proposed a cut to legal immigration by at least a third and to eliminate illegal immigration through workplace enforcement measures. All right. Barbara Jordan was part of the Immigration Commission, a bipartisan commission that ran for 12 years. That means both the Democrats and the Republicans agreed to follow the standards of the Jordan Commission. In summary, what the Jordan Commission said was limit all immigration to the U.S. to 65,000 people per year. End of story. So when people tell you they don't know what to do about immigration, Congress studied it for 12 years and knew exactly what to do for it, and that's what we should do. So if anyone says, you know, gives you a question what to do, the problem's already been solved. Go back to the recommendations of the Jordan Commission and put it back the way it should have been, you know, since that. I'm going to continue with this article. All right. Now, the commission's recommendations were based both on critiques of the 1986 and 1990 immigration reform laws and a growing sentiment that America entered the 21st century immigration should be reduced from its record levels. This sentiment was reflected in the annual Gallup polls, even today. Votes on the measures such as California Proposition 187 and studies showing new immigration is doing less well than the previous times. It was also shown an increasing hostility towards new arrivals in immigration-heavy states like California, Arizona, and Florida. The hostility was shown as increasing. Yet over 5 years later, immigration in the United States is at its highest absolute levels in history, more than 1.1 million annually. That's in 2000. It's closer to 3 million now. Some 400,000 higher than the previous high water mark of around 700,000 during the Great Immigration of 1900 to 1920. Now, going back to the article. Despite these high numbers, Congress' interest has faded. Immigration policy today is driven by businesses more than workers, skilled and unskilled, legal and illegal. Somehow the process has gotten out of control. Right? We both know that. With the U.S. unemployment at an uncommonly low 4%, economic growth around 5% per year, and personal income and compensation at the highest rates in history, Congress has forgotten the Jordan Commission's recommendations during the annual debate of the H-1B visas. Okay, if you look up noplaceforcorruption.com, I got the actual details I discussed earlier about this from John McCain. His actual letters there. Now, we said that in pointing out the Hudson Institute report, Workforce 2000, set up by Merck Sharp & Dohme and General Electric CEOs, right there. That's how this came about. All right. Now, what happens is Silicon Valley executives trooped before Congress, warning about Y2K computer disaster, unless the number of H-1Bs issued was increased. It was doubled this year, in 2000. Silicon Valley had new arguments for raising H-1B visa ceilings to 200,000 annually. Now they went 600,000. And Congress, along with presidential contenders Al Gore, George Bush, nodding in agreement. George Bush Jr. basically says outsourcing is a plus. Yeah, and there's an example. This is before I get back to the article. What he did, when he became president in the May to April time frame of 2000, he basically allowed Cisco Systems to bring in 7,000 H-1B visa immigration labor. And then come July through August, Cisco announces they're laying off 4,000 Americans. So there was theory short as an example. And then what happens in September is 9/11. And what did they do? The guys who were basically, you know, Atta says, oh, we have to get back to the U.S. And he cites the new open borders H-1 visa immigration laws that allowed him to get in here. All right. Now, going back to the article. As a result, the United States could soon have millions of illegal immigrants with uni cards, but without green cards. And here's what it says. Even labor joined the bandwagon with the AFL-CIO saying it would stop opposing illegal immigration. So even the labor unions supported this, as the American Federation of Labor and the CIO. All right. Now, who was responsible for this in Congress? This is what it talks about in the article. Few members of Congress say they support the open borders philosophy of the House Majority Leader, Richard Army of Texas. Others, in fact, today had just such a policy. The result is that employment-based immigration will rise 200,000 annually for the coming years. Family-based immigration, which we call chain migration, 460,000. and refugees, 125,000. Diversity visas. You ever hear that term, diversity? Workplace diversity? Diversity in your, you know, in your labor force, diversity in your colleges, diversity in contracting. Okay, key word. Just remember that. This is like the, you know, Trump hate, how would you say, love Trump's hate. Remember that key word, hate. That's what these Bolsheviks are using as a key word. All right. Now, with respect to this information here, one of the things just reading about, I'm just trying to skip over some of the information. Oh, here's one that's interesting. Here we go. Businesses will be happy. Families seeking reunification will be happy. Refugees seeking asylum will be happy. Strawberry and tomato prices will stay low. High-tech startup companies will pay young Indian and Chinese programmers a fraction of what they would pay American labor. The Federal Reserve Bank Chair, Alan Greenspan, praised immigration in the Senate hearings in that year of 2000. And as it says, while I can hold forth on the economic benefits of immigration, there are many, many issues, cultural questions, issues that have bedeviled Americans for 100 years in this area. The questions are based on the evidence of unskilled immigration being exploited, not assimilated. All right, now let's see. During the recent hearings for H-1B visa immigration in 2000, Assistant Labor Secretary Raymond Udall warned immigration fixes and undercuts efforts to improve public education, create better work training, and draw the unemployed into the labor market. So let's give you an example from the letter I actually have on the Place for Corruption that come from John McCain. What did he say? He says, for each immigration, you know, for each person that comes in here on an H-1B immigration, we will provide $700 to retrain the American labor force. So let me see here. These guys are getting paid about $50,000 plus benefits and taxes up to $75,000 cost of the company, you know, for office space and everything else. They get $100,000 per year invested in them, in the immigration labor. And the American labor that's displaced gets $700 in retraining benefits. You tell me who comes out ahead on that deal. All right. Now, in fact, going back to the article of 2000, today's policies foretell many dangers that will happen to these new immigrant workers, the vast majority of whom arrive with no skills. When the economy slows down, what will happen when the 600,000 young engineers to be admitted over the next couple of years, adding to the existing population of H-1B visas of 400,000, okay, this is a total of 1 million they're talking about as they're making policy back in 2000, start seeking jobs again. Lindsay Lowell of George Washington University pointed out in a new exhaustive study of H-1B visa, if not all, at least the majority of H-1B workers intend to stay permanently in the U.S. Most of them come in as a green card, okay? Or try to get a green card. They come in as a visa first. We have created another miracle economy to absorb everybody, says Robert Bash of the Associate Commission on Immigration and Naturalization. But short of a new miracle, wages will fall. Unemployment, welfare will rise, crime will increase, social conflicts of the kind reflected 6 years ago in California's Prop 187 will break out again. America will call for more and higher fences along the Mexican border, more vigilant groups of the kind that now patrol the borders in Douglas, Arizona will form, and hundreds of thousands of immigrants seeking permanent residence will be on the streets. Boy, that sounds like what's happening today. They predicted this back in 2000. Nearly two-thirds of Americans in a poll say they want illegal immigration stopped and legal immigration slowed down. Okay? Immigration is running at record levels, despite the recommendations of two presidential commissions, Heisenberg and Hesberg and Jordan, the National Academy of Science, the General Accounting Office, and the National Policy Research Center for Immigration. All right, so now I'm just getting past the article, so we talk about the legacy of that. I want to show who was actually behind here. All right. Skipping some of the here. I'm reading the article called Out of Control Immigration by Foreign Affairs, September of 2000. It's available in red on the web for anybody to read. All right. Now, I'm trying to get back here to where this came about to turn around. They talk about NAFTA. We already know about NAFTA and how that affected us. Missed opportunities of the Jordan Commission. And a major player here. Here we go. This is part to talk about. The Senate Immigration Committee in 2000 was headed by Alan Simpson, Republican of Wyoming, incorporated the Jordan Commission's recommendations on both legal and illegal immigration on a single bill, calling for significant cuts on both skill-based and family-based immigration. When Simpson's bill reached the full Senate Judiciary Committee, however, Orrin Hatch, Republican, Orrin Hatch, Mr. Senator Leahy of Vermont, and our inspector, they all seem to rotate that control of the Senate Judiciary Committee, rotating around like musical chairs and giving us the same line of propaganda. All right. Now, who else was there? Ted Kennedy, he was backed up by them. The leading role in the separation, which everyone understood would doom the bill on legal immigration, was Spencer Abraham, Republican of Michigan. Okay, good Irish boy. A freshman who never hid his views on immigration, particularly the skill-based variety, should continue at possibly the highest levels. In a bitter fight, Abraham won and Simpson lost. Members of Congress don't want immigration reform, Simpson complained, recognizing his defeat. He accused Congress of straining the fabric of the country. Dianne Feinstein, Democratic Senator of California, was backed by Senator John Kyle, Republican of Arizona, and accused the committee of ignoring the interests of the western states where most of the immigration was headed. Simpson got the message when he left the Senate. A year later, he was planning to retire, but was replaced as chair of the committee by Abraham. All right, Simpson lost. And the good old Irish boy, Mr. Spencer Abraham, took control of the Immigration Committee. The fruit of our labor, 6 years of work in the Jordan Commission, came for nothing. Okay, the bill to reduce the immigration. And what did it do? It stalled upward mobility of the American labor force. Now, let's see who else was involved here. I'm looking for the part that talks about John McCain. John McCain was one of the major players in pushing this out-of-control immigration. So, when I hear these people talk about what was going on here, and they refuse to, don't understand that McCain's one of the biggest players in this out-of-control immigration, it's absolute farce. All right. Give you some more insight in this. In the 84 to 87 time frame, I did work for communication companies like AT&T. I saw from doing business with them directly, they said to me, how did you get direct business with the phone company? There was somebody that worked for Vault Information Sciences, as an example, one of their major companies. And I told him, I said, remember what happened back at RCA? You know, back in 78, this was before the merger into by Jack Welch and General Electric. And I says, yeah, they had an investigation going on. This is RCA back in Camden, New Jersey, back in 78, where the Defense Contract Audit Agency investigated them, and they found that the vice president of that division of the company was getting kickbacks. And the Defense Contract Audit Agency, the Criminal Prosecution Division, prosecuted him, and he had to leave leave basically being a senior manager for RCA. I talked to one of the investigators, and he said to me, he said, you better keep away from Bold Information Sciences. They're owned by the Gambino families. Okay, that's nice to hear. And if you look today, Volt.com, that's the website. They were the exclusive vendors for Harris Corporation when they had the merger with ITT Excellus. No one else could do business with them. Everybody had to go through Vault. Same thing with Lockheed Martin down in Dallas-Fort Worth on the F-22 fighter. Everyone actually had to work through Vault Information Sciences. Very interesting. Excuse me one second. I had to drink of water. Okay. If you want to call in this or any other issues, I'm going to continue on this. It's 800-313-9443. Oh, now, here's another interesting point. When I talked about Senator Daniel Patrick Monahan being a sponsor of 1706, the other co-sponsor was Arlen Specter. That's Section 1706 of the 1986 Tax Reform Act that took away the ability of American high-tech labor, small business, to do. So we're on a break. 800-313-9443. I'm sorry. Yeah. We'll see you on the other side.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Good day, folks. Welcome back to RBN. This is National. This is John Stattmiller's show. John is out sick tonight. He asked me to sub in for him. My name is Art from Philly. The call number is 800-313-9443. One of the things I've been talking about is the out-of-control immigration issues. Hopefully, you can hear my voice through the communication equipment we have here. And I'll do my best so you can, so you can hear what I'm saying. All right. So I was talking about the immigration issues. And one of the things I talked about was another detail in Section 1706 of the 1986 Tax Reform Act. This was put in place by President Reagan. Now, realize there was a book by Modella called Dark Victory, and he identified that the rise of President Reagan was through his association with MCA Records, now part of MGM, Universal Studios, owned by the Brothman Syndicate. Now, one of the things I ran into by coincidence is after 1706 and the way it impacted the U.S. high-tech labor, independent high-tech labor, was I was actually eating at a restaurant in South Philadelphia, and they were shutting down the Philadelphia Navy Yard at that point. This is about 95. So the guy next to me who was leaving the Navy got talking, and he said this. He says, I was over there in the Reagan era when they're blowing up the judges in Sicily. And he says, I saw the records on Daniel Patrick Monahan and his uncle, who owns Computer Horizons, and they were both in the mafia. Okay? Now, what's interesting is Daniel Patrick Monahan, you know, passed away, and the U.S. Senate seat was up for re-election. And who was going to be the favorite guy to take over that U.S. Senate seat in New York? John. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Okay? Who was he up against? Hillary Clinton. Now, if you look at it, look at the demise of what happened to Robert F. Kennedy Jr. with that plane crash. Awful convenient that before he took off, both President Bush Sr. and the Clintons were there at the Caldwell, New Jersey airport. And then what happens is the plane crashes. The FAA traffic controller says the plane crashed within 5 miles of the airport, okay, off the Martha's Vineyard. And President Bush's son, who was, you know, Bush Jr., who was a president at that point, starts a search with the Coast Guard. And what he did is the last place he searched for the remains of the Kennedys was off of Martha's Vineyard. They searched the entire route from where he took off, you know, basically over the ocean path from Caldwell, New Jersey, and then went up there to Martha's Vineyard as the last place to search. How cool, you know, how convenient. Now, the reason I bring this up is a couple of things. If you look at the JFK assassination, you can connect the dots here quite easily. The way to do it is you look at the deathbed confession of E.J. Hunt, and he drew a diagram there, and he basically showed it was LBJ and Cord Meyer of the CIA who were involved with the assassination of JFK. Now, what he didn't show in the block there, this block diagram, that Cord Meyer worked very closely with Walter Annenberg. Walter Annenberg decided the entire cabinet that would be under the Nixon administration. And President Nixon expressed his concern of what Walter Annenberg was doing, and also Max Fisher of the Republican Jewish Coalition, in that dialogue that he had. All right. Go ahead. Okay. All right. So if you actually look at it, you can see that the same players that were involved with the JFK assassination, their legacy extends into this immigration issue and into the demise of JFK Jr. When his plane crashed by Martha's Vineyard. So I understand we've got a break coming up, so we'll catch up with you on the other side.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.